Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Yvan de Laplace. I'm investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing positive impact emerging equity. Key points. The fund was launched 2 months ago on May 7 with $25 million in assets under management. AUM have since grown to $39 million as of July 6, 2020. The fund has performed strongly since launch, plus 21.82% as at July 6, 2020, Class IC US dollar net of fees. Over the same period, the MSCI Emerging Market Net Total Return Index in US dollar achieved plus 19.09%. The source is Bloomberg Finance LP. Past performance is not a guide to current or future results. The fund does not have a benchmark, consequently, it is important to look at different indicators when thinking about performance, namely the fund's exposure to small and mid-cap companies, the performance of sustainability theme stocks as a group. We strongly believe that the unique features developed by the Impact franchise and the team's emerging market investment experience are the key elements that will support the fund's long-term performance. The second section, UBAM Positive Impact Emerging Equity and Indices Performance Since Launch. Part of the outperformance can be explained by the high exposure to small and mid-cap companies. Sustainability theme stocks have performed in line with the broader emerging market index since launch, as of July 6, 2020. UBAM Positive Impact Emerging Equity did 21.82%, MSCI Emerging Market Net plus 19.09%, MSCI Emerging Market SMID Net plus 20.5%, and MSCI Emerging Market SRI Net plus 19.41%. The source is Bloomberg Finance LP. Past performance is not a guide to current or future results. Small and mid-cap companies are an important part of our impact strategy as they offer the following advantages. They have fewer legacy issues, they are more monoline and as such will tend to have a higher percentage of revenues derived from areas generating a positive impact. They will score better on materiality when measuring the impact intensity. They have more potential for successful engagement. Stock selection, and especially the sizing of positions, has been a great performance supporter. Of the top 15 contributors, 7 stocks had an average portfolio weighting above 3%, reflecting high convictions. 9 stocks returned 30% or more. Source: performance attribution analysis from May 7, 2020 to June 30, 2020. Third section, unique features. The fund is part of the existing UBP Impact franchise and benefit from the franchise's strong collaboration and infrastructure. UBP has an established partnership with the Cambridge Institute for Sustainability Leadership. UBP proprietary IMAP system lies at the heart of its investment process and enables the team to impartially gauge a company's impact intensity. IMAP stands for intentionality, materiality, additionality, and potential. Each IMAP criterion is marked out of 5, giving a total score out of 20. The fund's IMAP score is 14.3, as at June 30, 2020. A small and mid-cap bias offer an additional potential source of return. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any question or visit our website, ubp.com. Thank you.